I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Soon-to-be state senator from Lee County, David Gallegos, and the attorneys handling the class action lawsuit to allow New Mexico public school students back into the classrooms, which include Lincoln County. The lawsuit was dismissed by a federal judge a few weeks ago. However, the group will go forward with an attempt for the case to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. And because the case was already heard by a federal judge, there's no need to go before the appellate courts.
Well, actually, we think that there's precedence because some of the other states that have gone this far have been opened up. So I think that once we get past the local area into the federal system, then they're going to look more at the national trends. And they've already proven, you know, successful in other states.
The group, however, will have to raise $7,500 to file the lawsuit. On Monday, state lawmakers began pre-filing legislation proposals for the upcoming 60-day session, which begins on January 19th. Some lawmakers are sponsoring bills that will require each school to have a full-time nurse. Others will make hazing a crime and also expect some controversial bills to resurface in this session, like legalizing recreational marijuana. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.